صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم The peace of our hearts Our master Our beloved and the beloved of the Almighty Allah عز وجل سيدنا محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that the nearest person to me on the day of Qiyamah, meaning the closest person to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recited durood in abundance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have been discussing the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before doing so, let us make some good intentions. As in a summary of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. And whatever I learn, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well. And whatever the name of the Almighty Allah has been mentioned, I will reply by saying, Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been mentioned, I will reply by saying, Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. Today we are discussing the miracles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that are regarded as heavenly miracles. There is a narration by Fatima binti Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنها. Whereby she states that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was born, meaning during the birth of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Hazrat Fatima bint Abdullah says that I was present during the birth of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And she says that during the birth of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there was so much of light. There was so much of nur. And she states that the stars were so close, the stars were so nearby, whereby I thought that the stars were going to fall down. Subhanallah. Meaning during the birth of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she states that there was so much of light, there was so much of nur, to such an extent that the stars were so nearby, the stars were so close to us, that I felt that the stars were going to fall down. Subhanallah. So meaning that even the stars were present, the stars came down to shower their nur in the house in which Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's birth was taking place in. Even the clouds, when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to raise his hands, even rain used to fall from the clouds. A companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that on one occasion, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood on the minbar, because a companion requested that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam must make dua for rain. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood on the minbar and made dua, the companion states that even before Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam could conclude the dua, so much of rain started falling down to such an extent that the next Jum'ah we had to request the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, make dua to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to stop the rain. Subhanallah. So the empire and the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also a heavenly kingdom. The stars, the moon, the sun. When Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam pointed towards the moon was teared into two pieces. When Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam pointed towards the sun that had already set came back and rose once again. When Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for the rain immediately started pouring. When Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, the stars came down to witness the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And among the heavenly miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the miracle, is the mu'jiza of Mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this heavenly miracle of Mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is something that is far above the boundaries of human intellect. It is far above the understanding abilities. It is far above the understanding capabilities of a human being. A human being's intellect cannot be able to comprehend this mu'jiza. A human being's intellect cannot be able to comprehend the miracle of Mi'raj, the miracle, the heavenly miracle of Mi'raj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another name of Mi'raj is Isra, which means to take someone on a journey in the middle of the night. And this has been derived from the ayah of the Quran Majid, in which the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal states, Subhana الذي أسرى بعبده, that glory be to the Lord who carried his bondman by night. And in some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will find that the term Isra is not used, but rather the term Mi'raj is used, whereby in the hadith you will find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, and he says, Urija bi. And Urija is used to describe this mu'jiza. Hence its other name is Mi'raj. So Mi'raj al-Nabi, this heavenly miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also among the miracles that prove the fact that the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a heavenly kingdom. It is stated the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadiths whereby the description, whereby the details of the manner in which this journey took place, it is stated that on the night of Mi'raj, the roof of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was opened. And Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam descended down together with some of the angels, with some of the malaika of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then they then took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the haram of the Kaaba, where they split, where they opened the chest Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they washed the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Zamzam water. Thereafter, pouring the wisdom and Iman from a tray into it, composing it back to its prior form. The Buraq was then brought for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel. And the Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used the Buraq to travel to Baytul Maqaddas, which is known as Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Jerusalem, in Masjid al-Aqsa, Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied the Buraq at a place where all the other Anbiya alayhim as-salam also tied their animals. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he arrived in Masjid al-Aqsa, when he arrived in Baytul Maqaddas, he found all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam waiting for him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the imam of a 2 rak'at nafil salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led all the anbiya alayhim as-salam in salah. Allah, imagine how lucky are we that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has selected us, has chosen us to be among those who are in the ummah. Allah has chosen us to be among the followers of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the leader of all the anbiya, who was the leader of all the prophets of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leads all the anbiya alayhim as-salam. He becomes the imam. He leads the 2 rak'at nafil salah. And after performing this 2 rak'at nafil salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam travels. And he goes to the first heaven. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives in the first heaven, that's where he meets Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam travels to the second heaven, where he meets Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Bear in mind that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam were cousins. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first heaven, Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And in the second heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, with Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. And then on the third heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam met Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And on the fourth heaven, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. And on the fifth heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. And on the sixth heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And on the seventh heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was resting against the Baytul Ma'mur, whereby there were 70,000 angels that were present at that point in time. And at each heaven, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meet with the different prophets of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, these prophets of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they would all welcome the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Yahya and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, they had a short conversation. They had a little conversation with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam then traveled to Sidratul Muntaha. And when they arrived at Sidratul Muntaha, Jibra'il alayhi salam then said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from here onwards, you will be traveling on your own, Ya Rasulullah. From here onwards, Ya Rasulullah, I will not be able to accompany you, for I cannot travel beyond this point. Subhanallah. Imagine, Jibra'il alayhi salam reaches a point whereby he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can no longer go beyond this, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only you have the ability, only you have the capability of carrying on beyond this, Ya Rasulullah. Why and why? Because this is also dalil, this is also proof that the empire, the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only limited to the world. The empire of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only limited to earth, but rather, the empire of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a heavenly empire. And imagine, this is a minister. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that, I have two ministers on earth and two ministers in the heaven. And one of the ministers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on heaven is Sayyidina Jibra'il alaihi salam. And Sayyidina Jibra'il alaihi salam reaches a point whereby he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can no longer go beyond this. Only you have the ability. Only you are able to go beyond this point, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal calls his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did they speak about? And the atmosphere that was created, none can describe it. For Allah Azza wa Jal describes it in the Holy Quran Majid. Whereby the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Now he revealed to his bondmen whatever he revealed. Subhanallah. Meaning, whatever was the conversation, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal describes it in the Quran Majid. And the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says that the Almighty Allah revealed to his bondmen whatever he revealed. Subhanallah. And although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted many gifts in this journey of Mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted many gifts in this journey, there are three gifts that are the most outstanding. And among them, the gifts that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal granted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the gift of the last ayah of Surah Baqarah. And the second gift was the gift of the glad tidings of Jannah for anyone from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who does not commit shirk. Anyone from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, guarantees Jannah. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal gives guarantee of Jannah to any of the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who does not engage himself in the sin of committing shirk. For dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive any sin. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive any sin besides the sin of shirk. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who are free from committing the sin of shirk. And shirk is to commit, to make anyone equal to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to create or to form any partnership with the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The third gift that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received in this journey of Mi'raj al-Nabi was the gift of 50 daily salah, 50 daily prayers. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning with these three gifts, he met Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your ummah shall not be able to perform that many salah." Because Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was talking from experience. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is interceding on behalf of us. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is interceding on behalf of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "O Muhammad, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your ummah will not be able to perform the 50 salats." Go back to the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and request the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to reduce it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, When time and time again, and the salats were reduced to 5 salats. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your ummah will perform 5 salats, but I will give them the reward of performing 50 salats. Subhanallah. Meaning when a person performs his 5 daily salats, when a person performs his 5 daily prayers, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grants that person the reward of offering 50 prayers. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, salah was also a gift bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, granted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in this holy journey of Mi'raj al-Nabi. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a hadith that as-salatu mi'raj al-mu'min, that salah is mi'raj of a believer. So salah was among the gifts that were bestowed, among the gifts that were granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this holy and blessed journey of Mi'raj al-Nabi. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those whom are always present in the masjid to offer their 5 daily prayers with Jamaat. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, due to the blessed environment, due to the blessed mahal of Dawat Islami, even those who were neglectful of their salah, those who did not know the importance, those who did not know the value of performing salah, by associating themselves with this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, they also became 5 daily namazes. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those whom, when the call of salah is made, we must rush towards the massages of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So among the gifts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the gift of salah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then taken for an intensive journey across the heavenly places to see the signs of the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then descended to Baytul Maqaddas on earth, on the Buraq, and set off to return to Makkatul Mukarrama. While returning to Makkatul Mukarrama, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed many sceneries, to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a caravan that was returning back to Makkatul Mukarrama. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned back to Makkatul Mukarrama, he went to sleep for a large portion of the night. And early in the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this journey to the kuffar, to the Quraysh. And when the Quraysh heard of this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they rejected it and they were in denial, to the extent that they requested, because some of among them, there were some that used to travel to Masjid al-Aqsa, to Baytul Muqaddas very often. So they made a request, they made a suggestion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you want to really prove to us that in one night you traveled from Makkah to Baytul Muqaddas, and from there you travel to the heavens, and all this took place in a short duration, in a short portion of the night, therefore describe, give us a description of Masjid al-Aqsa. At that point in time, the Almighty, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I was describing it as if I was standing right next to it. Because the kuffar, the Quraysh, the people of Quraysh, some of them were asking questions such as, how many doors does Bayt al-Muqaddas have? How many windows does Bayt al-Muqaddas have? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them a detailed explanation. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also informed them of a caravan that was going to be entering into Makkatul Mukarrama after a few days. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the entire incident of Mi'raj al-Nabi was also to show us, it was also a lesson for all of us, that the empire and the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only a kingdom on earth, but rather the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a heavenly kingdom. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among the people that, when we hear about the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must only increase us in iman. The miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must only increase us in love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah increase the honor and raise the right.